time for the dirt.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We'll keep it short and sweet.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Come on, give it to me now.
The winner of the Indy 500 this weekend will get a bottle of milk, and that's because it's been a tradition since back in 1933 when Hall of Fame driver Lewis Meyer started requesting buttermilk after he'd finished the race. That must have been an endorsement of some sort. Mariah Carey has a cameo in the Will Ferrell comedy The House, and apparently it didn't go well. She showed up late, demanded white roses and stuffed lambs in her trailer, and wanted to deflect bullets like Wonder Woman, even though her character was supposed to be killed. And rumor has it there's drama between Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas. Fergie's second solo album was delayed, so she's left the group's label. And now Taboo has unfollowed her on Twitter. Will.i.am is sharing old photos of the group as a trio. Wow, that is some shade there. And on TV this weekend on Netflix today, the third season premiere of Bloodline. We have on Sunday on PBS, the National Memorial Day Concert. And Sunday on Showtime, Twin Peaks, The Return. All the latest dirt is on our website, mytalk1071.com.
That is what is important right now.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Welcome back, everybody. The 8 o'clock hour begins right now, 8:03. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything flying and steerage. I'm Jace with Lex and the one and only Don McLean, Jedi Master. We appreciate you being here. Sit back, relax. We're going to put on a roasted chicken and entertain you for one more hour. So,
yep, we've got chicken and pretzel rods.
Oh, wow. Pretzel rods.
Here's just a something real quick that I want to mention. I'm not going to go too far into this story certain reasons, but Lex came in during the break with some large pretzel rods on a napkin. She offered them to me and she said, "Do you want some pretzel rods?" I didn't do anything to them.
I didn't!
But who says that? And why do you feel like you have to preface offering food with, "I didn't do anything to them"?
Well, because Kenny gave me this weird stink eye.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't do anything to him, but you took two. He didn't take any.
That's because of what we said after.
Right. Just be like, "Hey, I have these pretzel rods for you to enjoy.
You want some?" Okay, next time I will phrase my question in that manner. "I got some delicious pretzel rods. You want
That's
one?"
That's all you have to say. End it right there, Lex.
They're so good.
Yeah. Okay, Lex. As promised, we're in a good mood. It is Friday of Memorial Day weekend. We're barely here, just like a lot of you. You're not really going to work today. You can't fool us. So we want to sing and dance and get in a good mood. So we're going to do a couple more tunages on our Friday tradition that we call...
Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Request Live, with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
Thank you very much, Rocco. Don McLean, you took in a request. What do we have today, Don?
We have Gilligan's Island, a phone request.
A phone request for the one and only. This is a classic. Everyone can sing along to this. So roll down your windows, and here we go.
Just sit right back, and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this topic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
A what?
A 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Island.
There we go, Gilligan's Island.
That's good.
One of the classic sitcoms from Sherwood Schwartz, who also created The Brady Bunch. Now, I got another request. This one came in. Lex, I know you're going to love this one. This one came in. He rarely gives me requests, so I'm loving it. Mm. My husband has a request today. This is from his childhood. He liked educational programs when he was a child.
Very nice.
And he wanted Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina. She's a sticky finger culture from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow motion China. Tell me where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal their soul in South Korea.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Yeah. Kyle always
cracks sticky
me.
Fingers?
I've never
heard that line in there until today.
Really?
Yeah.
He liked all those. I liked educational programs. That's what he watched as a kid. Yeah. That's why he's a little smarty. Okay. Now, this is Lex.
Yes.
We are going to do an obscure one. But our good friend, I know she's still listening. We have several bosses at My Talk. She's Glinda the Good Witch.
Yes.
She is Sonia. Sonia is in charge of our sales unit. We love Sonia. And this one always makes puts a little tear in her eye. And it's an obscure one. And from time to time, we like to play an obscure one.
Mm-hmm.
This is an early 80s show that ran for 3 seasons. And when you hear it, it is quintessential 80s. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a show called Angie.
So much.
Isn't that glorious?
They're trying to do so much in there.
So much. They're trying to do so much. Yeah. We just got a text from Sonia. She's singing loudly and bawling in her car. Yeah. Well, that's what that's why I love playing
nostalgia.
These. Well, A, we're a pop culture show. B, we've always done this. And C, I love it because these themes, and we say this all the time, and cable networks are finally getting it again. These themes take you back. They take you back to a great memory in your life. And number two, they get you prepared. They put you in the mood for the show that they're representing. And here's one that I know Lex loves as well. Speaking of getting you into the mood, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, and we're going to go to some place where everybody knows your name.
Yes.
It's Cheers, everybody.
Oh, sing along, guys.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same.
me so happy.
One of the best. One of the best. Now, again, just like I did with Angie, we sometimes like to play obscure ones. And this one is obscure, but you're going to love it. And I know Lex loves it, and Dionne Warwick loves it.
Yeah.
So get out your shiny pants, your 80s like knee socks, and get ready to dance, because this was a dance show called Solid Gold.
Oh my God, yes.
And this is Dionne Warwick singing this, and it is not just fabulous, it is feebulous. Here we go, everybody.
And hilarious too.
Isn't that fantastic? It's like the best 80s song mixed with a great theme.
Let the music take control.
Let the music take control. Just sit back. Now we have a request, Lex. Who do we have? What do we have?
Let's do Greatest American Hero.
Here we go.
Another good sing-along one.
To me, I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
Here we go, guys.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could
Greatest American Hero.
Didn't
last long on ABC, but and there was rumors that they're going to reboot it. But we haven't heard anything lately about it. And I don't know if that would necessarily be a good idea. That was very much of the time. But I don't know. Maybe the concept, though, could be rebooted. You know, and every man turning. I forgot how he got his powers in the original. Do you remember, Lex?
Mm-mm.
I don't remember.
I think he just put on the suit, you guys.
That was it?
Didn't he? Yeah. He just put on the suit, and then he had the powers, and he was so out of control flying, like, all crazy.
Ooh. Okay.
I loved that show. I had the biggest crush on him.
Did you?
81 to 82 on ABC.
How long did it last? Like, two seasons?
Yes. Three seasons. Three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He puts his red and black suit on, and it gives him superhuman abilities.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But he loses the instruction booklet. Yeah.
Oh, he loses it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, I haven't done this in a while. This my goal every day is to try to make Lex laugh at least once. So, and I know I haven't done this lately. Part of my childhood was He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Oh, yes,
so,
please do this.
I am now 42 years old, and I can still, and I promise you, I am not looking at the words. I can word for word say the theme song to He-Man without looking at any lyrics. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I will now perform for you the theme song, the open to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Here we go.
Yes, here we go.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
I'm Adam.
Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, by the power of Grayskull, I have the power!
Yes!
Cringer became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. We defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's so great, Jace.
I'm here all week. That's my human trick. Yep. That's my human trick.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:17. Dawn, is the computer working? Are we good?
Yep, it is. It came back to life. I think the dolls took it over.
The Alexis's dolls messed up our system.
They're doing what I told them to.
That's right. I'll be back. We'll be back with Elizabeth Reese right after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything. Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. It is 6:21. It's time to get caught up on the big entertainment stories of the day in the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Are you choking on a gummy bear? What's going on, buddy?
No, I'll just admit it. No, Lex, Dawn, and I, because we're in separate buildings, we try to make each other laugh. We'll send each other, like, hysterical GIFs, you know, like animations in the break. And, oh, God, we were laughing at our GIFs this commercial break.
Oh, man, so anyway, I'm still terrified by that scary doll image that Alexis sent to me that I got to figure out what to do with on my phone. Oh.
And the fact that you're scared by it, Elizabeth,
I know.
You know, it's crafty.
Hi, Alexis. Yeah. You're so pretty in the dark.
Oh my gosh. The skin one was the one that scared me the most that I heard yesterday.
Oh, man.
Oh, you guys.
You have lovely skin. I can't wait to wear it.
Oh, man. Well, happy Friday, everyone. Well, it is nice to be with you. I do want to fill you in on the actor starring in this Lifetime movie that's upcoming that's all about Michael Jackson's life. It's called Michael Jackson Searching for Neverland. The actor is saying they wish they had the family's blessing. Well, yeah, of course. And you're not going to get the family's blessing.
No.
This is a made-for-TV movie. It is based on the book Remembering the Time, Protecting Michael Jackson in His Final Days, and it was written by his bodyguards. And it stars a guy named Navi, who's a well-known Jackson impersonator. And he told CBS News he wishes that the film had the family's blessing. He says, is it important to me? Of course, because I wouldn't like to hear that someone didn't support the project. But I didn't do this project from a business point of view. I do this project from my heart, from a Michael Jackson fan's point of view. So it doesn't matter which company and businesses and associates, whatever, do or don't support us. Fans want it told. It's going to air on Monday, the 29th. So coming up here, just on Memorial Day at 7 o'clock on Lifetime, if you are interested in watching. I'm sure it will be Lifetime quality.
How are they going to do this without his music?
I don't know. That seems a little odd.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah, it's odd. It's
all
interesting.
Right.
And the singer's estate issued a statement on Monday denouncing not only that movie, but as well a Netflix project about Michael Jackson's life.
Yeah, there's two of them right now going on.
Yeah, there's two of them. That's an animated film script that was purchased by Netflix. So they're saying no images, no music, no video and films. You can use nothing. And the statement says, for use in unauthorized works seeking to exploit Michael's legacy.
Mm.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
That's going to be a turd.
Okay. Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick have been just one after the other trying to show who's having more fun with their new young lovers in Cannes. Oh, my gosh. Oh. A source telling People neither one is backing down. They are just both flaunting their new flames. But here's the problem. TMZ saying that Bella Thorne, who's 19, who's been seen all over the place with Scott Disick, is over it. That she saw the party monster up close and personal, and she's taken a pass, that it was just too much. She tweeted out, yo, this hashtag can fancy life isn't for me. And sources connected with them say that Bella decided to back off the parties and away from Scott because she saw how crazy he got with partying.
Oh, man.
I mean, have you ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Yeah, I don't know why anyone is surprised by this.
Right.
Yeah. Man. Her family and her parents were worried because of Scott's reputation and age, but they stayed out of it. But then she just she decided to bolt.
Yeah, for her to say that.
Good for her.
I know. Way to go. Here's a bummer for Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg gives a speech at Harvard and is talking about Facebook, talking about all he's accomplished. And the social network Facebook decided to stream Mark's commencement speech. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the caption software malfunctioned and it misspelled Facebook on Facebook. It spelled Facebook C-E-C-E-O-K-O-K.
Sure.
C-C-O-Coke.
Well, I mean,
whoops.
C-C-O-Coke.
So everyone on Twitter just went nuts being like, anyone got a C-C-O-Coke login that still works?
Whoops.
He also, if you read the captions, he told the graduating class at his alma mater, but I sway ye titi oyo Harvard is the thing my parents.
Okay.
So I don't know what was going on.
Whoopsies.
So I think Mark Zuckerberg is probably going back and saying, you guys better work on this. A little bit of TV news for you. Sophia Bush is leaving Chicago PD. So she's moving at the end of season 4's finale.
One
if you watch that show.
Chicago shows.
Yeah. And that have to do with police. And I mean, there's just, how do you keep them all straight?
Yeah.
Blue
yeah.
Bloods is the only one for me. If it doesn't have Tom Selleck in his high-waisted pants, I'm not interested.
Mm, yes.
Veep has been renewed for season 7. That's what the president of HBO programming just announced. So that'll be coming back if you're into Veep. I've never gotten into that, and I would like to watch it.
Jason, you've watched it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I've watched. It's no joke. Modern, recent, one of my favorite comedies
really?
Of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I watched the first season and loved it. I just need to get back.
Yeah, it airs Sunday nights on HBO.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of cussing.
Much.
Just, and that's what you have to know. Yep. But the writing, you know, like, I think 80% of the writers are from Harvard and like, I mean, they know the world. They know. So
they know how to
jokes.
Spell Facebook, unlike Facebook.
Yeah.
They do a good job of being bipartisan, too. So everyone, no matter what side, you'll be laughing.
Oh, it makes fun of, I mean, it's the fake world. So it makes fun of just politicians in general.
Ooh, okay. That's great. And then before I go, Chelsea Handler was asked by an audience member at Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, if she was stuck in an elevator with Angelina Jolie, what would she say? And she said, I would just look up, exactly what people do in elevators. You know, when you fake look at the number because you don't want to make eye contact, that would be exactly the elevator ride. And then I'd go, hey, as I walked out, hey, you.
We'll be back, everybody.
Ron Bream said, you know, he played in Minnesota on Bob Dylan's 76th birthday, and Neil Diamond is 76. So it all come full circle. And they're the same age as my dad, the zipper, who's 1 year younger. He's
75. So they're really not.
Well, they're not the same age.
I know.
Later. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't the only blonde moment. Sorry, Lori. I'm going to have to out you on this. Lori comes in today and she says, well, I guess we better play some Michael Jackson today because this was the day, you know, when he passed away. And I said, what are you talking about? That was in June. Yes, she said, June 25th. And I said, great. This is May 25th.
It's been a weird week.
I've lost a month.
It's been a weird week.
I'm so relieved.
And a year.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. The movies worth seeing, the music worth streaming. That's what we're talking about. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Thank you very much. Oh, let's do one more.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Yeah, it's possible.
Ooh. Oh, ow. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and producer extraordinaire and Jedi Master, Dawn McClain. 8:33. Last night was the debut of Love Connection on Fox with our buddy Andy Cohen taking over for Chuck Woolery as host. It's very much a modern take. You can tell that the guy that created The Bachelor is involved. It's a little ramped up, more kind of sensational than the original. New elements, like they give the contestants. Because here's the premise. Let's start off with the premise. So Andy brings out a singleton, as Bridget Jones said. And the singleton goes on dates with three people that the Love Connection team has chosen. So the beginning of the show, you see a very short intro video for the three people. The first clip I'm going to show you is with a dude. His name is Robert. So he had three women that he went on a date with. So they show the videos, and then one by one, Andy on this giant screen, it kind of looks like the Wizard of Oz. The woman is on the three dates are in another room. They pop up on the screen and Andy proceeds to ask them questions about the date. It's kind of like Second Chance Romance. And sometimes it's mad awkward. Oh. So here is an example of mad awkward. One of the three women that Robert went on a date with, her name is Jenny. And at first I thought they were going to be a good match. He's like 6'6", by the way. He's a big dude. And, well, things with Jenny didn't go very well. And here's an awkward... So Jenny's on the big screen, and Robert's on the couch with Andy dissecting their date. Take a listen to this.
I've been feeling me romantically, and I just thought it was really cheeky. Like, I've never pushed a check towards somebody.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What did you do with the rest of the money?
Okay, let me stop there, because you guys should know that the production company gives each of the dates, not the content, like they give each of the dates $500 for the date.
Right.
Lex,
this is the one that I saw. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So they give $500 for the date. So the woman in this example had the $500. So at the end of the night, and Robert knows this. So at the end of the night, he pushed the check toward her because, well, he's on the show, so he knows.
Yeah, the show's paying for it.
She's the one that has the production money. So listen to this, Lex. Listen to this.
I've been feeling me romantically, and I just thought it was really cheeky. Like, I've never pushed a check towards somebody.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What did you do with the rest of the money?
I got a new outfit because I wanted to really, like, look good for him.
All right.
That is because I was like super excited about like meeting who this person was.
Well, that begs the question: how was the outfit? How did she look?
It was a good outfit. Okay. I mean, here's the thing: if she would have just said like, "I need kind of the money, I would like to buy an extra outfit," I would have been. Wow. I honestly would have said, "Cool." But the thing is, she didn't say that. She purposely like made me feel awful about the entire thing.
I didn't purposely make you feel awful. Like in any other context, I don't see where this is like an egregious offense that a woman would split a check with a guy.
Okay, well, after the date, Robert shot a little home video telling us how he felt. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Listen to this.
I know the show has given her money to pay for our date, but I split it anyway, and now after I've done it, I realized that she did that so she could pocket more money from the show, from our date. Ooh. So now I don't feel bad about saying that she's an uptight weirdo.
Yes.
Oh my God! That is so uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, come on, lady.
I loved him so much. He's like, so I no longer feel bad for thinking she's an uptight weirdo.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, who does that and then expects the guy to pay half? Like, it's not your money to spend on yourself. It's for the date.
Yeah. She bought an outfit with it. No. I mean, I guess you could, but then go ahead and do that. But then you better be sneaky, and then you better just pay the bill. Because if not, you're setting yourself up for what happened. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be mad at him. You shouldn't be mad at him for pushing the check over to you when both of you understand the show. I mean, you were told by the... Don't give me that crap. You were both told by the producers how it works.
Yeah.
He knows you have the money. You know that he knows you have the money. So you're offended that he gave you the check? No, girl. It's a TV show.
It's not a normal date.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, I love that. So I don't feel bad for thinking you're an uptight weirdo. Now, our next example, this is now Sheena is the contestant sitting next to Andy. And again, she goes out with three guys. Mm-hmm. This first guy appears on the Jumbotron. And this guy is Gregory, 35, management consultant. And you should know, to give you guys on the radio a helpful visual, Gregory's very buttoned up. You know, he's a management consultant. He's a very serious guy. And she's kind of like a fun girl. I mean, that's how I would describe her. She's fun. Like, she comes out and she, you know, her hair's done really nice. And she has like a sparkly, you know, dress on, little cocktail dress. And right away, I knew that this was like water and oil, you know, just they were not going to connect. And well, and also keep in mind that on this version of Love Connection, they have them rate each other from a 1 to 10 scale on looks. And wait till you hear Andy ask how he rated her. It gets mad uncomfortable. Listen to this.
What were your first impressions of Gregory? He's so handsome. I guess that was my first impression of Gregory.
I see. Sorry. Andy, excuse me.
What were your first impressions of Gregory?
I think he was attractive.
Yeah?
No. Yeah.
We have a selfie video from you based on your first impression. Let's take a look.
This is his selfie video.
It's going well. She's a really nice girl. Well, in the sense that I'm having a good time. Probably not someone that I would continue to date. I typically go for maybe a little more of the preppy style, and she's more of the J-Lo style.
Oh!
Ooh, you say that like
J-Lo's
that's a bad thing.
By the way.
Do you mean she's more Jenny from the block?
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds bad, but no. I typically go for someone who's just different.
We asked you to score each other based on your first impression of each other's looks. Here's how Sheena scored Greg.
So the numbers pop up. Sheena grades him and gives him an 8.
All right. An 8?
That's
here's
good.
How Greg scored Sheena from the block.
Oh, here's Greg's score.
Any response, Sheena?
Honestly, it's really amusing.
It's amusing.
They did not. She picked the other guy, and let me tell you how uncomfortable this was.
Was your butt just clenched the entire time?
Yeah.
We
so
do
the
this
other...
once a week here. Why would you guys want to do that? Watching it?
Because we don't. I don't have to make any phone calls. I'm just watching
no.
TV.
Oh, okay. Well, touché.
Well, listen to this. So the other new twist with the show is. So the audience votes. So once at the beginning of each segment or new person, the audience gets to see the three people that the person went to go on a date with. So then at that moment, Andy says, we now need you to vote who you think at the end of all of this, he or she wants to pick. Well, at the end of the explanation of the three dates, if the person decides to pick the same person the audience does, that person gets $10,000. Well,
yeah.
in this case, Lex, Sheena picked another dude. The other dude comes up, they hug, and the audience is like, yay! And then Andy goes, okay, let's see who the audience picked. Lex, they picked him. They picked David, the Robert or whatever. So he comes out, and Lex, they have to stand on stage together. And Andy said, okay, do you want to take the $10,000 and go on a date with this dude? Or do you want to stay with your pick? And the audience is like, stay with him, stay with the other guy.
But they're looking, but Lex, they put them out on the stage together after they had that horribly uncomfortable,
oh my gosh, I might just do it for the money and be like, let's get a coffee and then jet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
My gosh.
At this point, love. What, did she pick love? She picked the
one? She picked love. Yeah. Oh, okay. She picked the Wisconsin dude. She said it was her first interracial date. He's like an axe thrower from Wisconsin.
Nice.
And yeah, because she is African American. She's like, I never dated a white man before. So, and then they do an update, like a quick update at the very end of the show. It turns out they went on an overnight date, but then when they got back to Chicago, they live in Chicago, she found out that white dude was still living with his ex. So Sheena ended up then
going out. We've
heard
this one before, haven't we, guys? Oh.
So then Sheena ended up going out with the third guy. That the other guy from Love
Connection.
He's got to
feel good. You're the third choice.
I know. Seriously. 8:43. Oh. We'll wrap up this circus. By the way, Love Connection, everybody. Thursdays on Fox. We'll be back after this. It's Jason from Jason and Alexis in the Morning. And if you missed Second Chance Romance, sit back and relax because it was dishy.
She's one of those people that I bump into a couple of times a year. So we met up for some drinks. I never heard back from her after that. I sent her a couple of text messages and just nothing.
You know, these are not texts during the day, just in the middle of the night, booty call text.
Because I like you, that's all.
They're booty call text. I mean, come on, Justin.
It all just goes to your phone and you see it when you wake up there. I don't understand the big difference.
You guys don't want to try it again, do you?
What if we pay?
No.
No, Lex Maggie was very, very firm. Dude. Second Chance Romance, Thursdays at 7 and 8:30 on My Talk 107.1. Let's control, baby, do we live to know? We're wrapping up the week, the hour, the day, the show. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging with us. Sorry, I had to take a drink of water there.
Hey, girl.
You are the best. You're the best in the land. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you. I hope you had fun today. We sure did. We've been laughing all. Mm-hmm. We've been laughing all morning long. Oof. And my head hurts.
We've had laughing headaches. Yeah,
we have. We have had. Yeah, you had a headache yesterday from laughing. Hard laughing. Yes,
crying.
But before we wrap up and talk to Bigglesworth, just a friendly reminder to sometime this weekend as you relax with your family and friends, just take a moment to remember the reason for the holiday, the true reason, and then go out and enjoy your weenies and your barbecue chicken or whatever you're doing. So
yeah, we'll never forget.
Absolutely. Just important to take a moment and remember.
And thank military families, too.
Yes.
They serve as well.
Absolutely. Your dad's a proud Marine there, Lex.
Yes.
Proud Marine.
Yes. Yep.
Well, speaking of that, again, it doesn't open yet. I just want to give another reminder because it's a smaller movie, so it's not going to have the budget for publicity the way bigger movies like Wonder Woman. When it comes out, yes. I think all of you My Talkers will enjoy it. Go see Megan Levy. Megan Levy, write that down. It's a true story of a Marine corporal who works with a service dog and develops this bond. It's incredible. I was in L.A., like I said, last weekend for the movie. Talked to Megan herself, the stars of the movie, Kate Mara, who from House of Cards, married to. And when I was talking to Kate, Lex, I totally forgot who her husband is.
Who is it?
Jamie Bell. Billy Elliot, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot to ask about Jamie.
Electricity.
Electricity. I love that movie so much. Y'all go watch that this weekend, too. Do we have Bigglesworth? Is she here? Is she in the house?
Yes.
We have her, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, the legend herself. Marley Bigelow McMillan. Now, Marley, you wanted to talk to us about something specific this morning, didn't you? No.
Did I? it's a great question.
I thought you sent us. I thought you sent us an email that
what?
You.
I did.
Yes.
I probably did. I mean, I.
Yeah, okay.
So it's babies again. Yeah, do you remember right. what the email said, Jace?
Wait, what
no,
is it? What?
No, it's all right.
We're
girl.
All like,
You did, but you sent us an email. Yeah, it's all right, girl.
Okay. What did I email?
You sent us an email. There, your Fruit Loop.
I didn't
yes.
get the email, Jace. I think you're yes. the Fruit Loop.
No.
Well.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, kind of.
Where is it? I swear, Marley.
I think you're getting phantom emails. Maybe that's my baby army.
Uh-oh,
they're getting
no.
revenge
I
on
hope
you.
My email hasn't been hacked and someone emailed you and they're like, hey, Jace, do you want to go on a trip to Tampa with me, Marley?
No. I swear. Okay. Now you tell us what's on your award-winning program, and I will find this email, and
we'll
all of you can bite me.
One.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's figure out what kind of cereal we are.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, right at 9:30, we're going to ask who actually was the biggest distraction to the show? Glenn Close, who called out someone who was taking pictures during a live stage performance, or Glenn Close. We're Glenn Close or the picture taker. Does that make sense?
Ah, I see. If she would have just let her ride, then it wouldn't have been a
yes,
bigger deal. She
yes.
turned it into something
picture
more dramatic.
Picture taker taking pictures during the show, not okay. But Glenn Close stopping the show. What's kind of more distracting? So we're going to discuss that right at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, that is a good, that is a very good conversation.
A good
and what
question.
Ushers need to be fired?
Yes. Yes, Alexis. Oh. Also important.
Okay.
What? Have we gotten to the bottom of the Cracker Barrel?
We have gotten to the bottom of...
Who's the crazy one?
It is me.
I'm a Cocoa Puff.
Yeah. I just realized it is not... It wasn't Marley McMillan.
Who was it?
It was Dawn McClain that sent an email.
Oh, what did I say?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, I remember. It was about the David Bowie picture.
That's right. That's what it is, yeah. I don't know why I thought that was from Marley Bigelow McMillan, but yeah.
It's all right.
Sorry.
I like how she just went with it. She's like, I did?
Yeah.
I did. She thought she was drunk or something.
I don't know. There are a lot of promises made, a lot of things said.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Marley, who's your musical guest today?
Shania Twain. Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Feel like a woman.
Yeah, Donna and I are feeling like women today.
Yes.
Yay.
We normally don't.
Yep, me too.
Wow.
About 30%.
She's
me
one
too,
of us. Would you mind if I stay stay through the show?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, of course.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. You wear that cheap pantsuit, girl.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
That's right.
What's
Shania
the best
Twain.
Thing about being a woman?
That's a good question, Lex. Maybe that we
have my prerogative.
It's not giving birth, I can tell you that.
Jace, it's my prerogative to have a little fun.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she does say prerogative,
she does.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
But it's
prerogative.
It's prerogative.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for that and more on the Donna and Marley Circus.
That's gonna party
do
for
it.
Two.
That's going to do it for the three of us this week.
Okay.
No, no one got that. Did you get
another Shania reference? Okay.
No. Did you get it, baby doll?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And as the baby doll would say,
you're so pretty in the dark.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Entertainment.